Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your host, Farisaka, aka the Mayor Hustletown, aka Hustle Man Fresh. Welcome to episode 9 of the We Hustlin' Podcast. Struggling to get hustlin'. First of all, I just want to wish everybody a happy Friday and hope everybody out there had a great day today and is gonna have a great rest of the weekend. So next episode, guys, I promise that I'm gonna have a new guest on the show, and he's gonna talk about a cool side hustle of his, and I think you guys are gonna really enjoy that. But before we get into another side hustle, I wanted to slow things down a little bit and talk about a few hustle related things. So first of all, I just wanted to talk a little bit about, if you're struggling to get hustling. So I mean, if you're out there and you kind of have a desire to start doing something new or start trying a new side hustle with your free time, or if you're working full time but you just have a lot of extra time and you want to pick up something new, is it, if there's something that's stopping you, like for example, do you have a lot of ideas, but like I said, something's stopping you, or do you think you want some extra money and you want to start a new side hustle? Well, let's talk about how to get past some of these what I like to call self-made obstacles. So first off, guys, don't be intimidated. If you're feeling intimidated or scared or a little bit nervous about, trying one of these new side hustles, at least for me, most of the time, if I'm intimidated by anything really in life, it's because I'm ignorant to it. Or maybe ignorant's not the best word. If I'm not extremely knowledgeable about the subject, or about the hustle, then maybe it kind of scares me a little bit. Maybe it's a little intimidating. And that applies, like I said, that applies to like everything in my life. If I'm going to do a presentation or if I'm going to do an exam and I wasn't 100% prepared, I'm just not gonna, you're gonna be a little bit nervous about it. But if you think about it, something in your life where, you've been extremely well prepared for this thing, and you went into it confident and ready to kick some butt, think about your hustles that way. I mean, if you educate yourself enough on the hustle, or on this new thing that you want to try, if you educate yourself enough on it, you're going to feel confident going in, and you're not going to be so intimidated by it. And that might be this, this one, or that might be one of these self-made obstacles that I was talking about, that you're kind of intimidated, and you're only intimidated because you don't know about the subject. And so that's a self-made obstacle because you have the ability to learn about that thing or to learn about that new side hustle and kind of get past that obstacle. So really, guys, just go out, educate yourself, learn, ask. If you know anybody who's doing that side hustle or doing that thing that you're interested in, go out and ask somebody, what are the hardest things about it? What is, what are some of the biggest challenges you faced so far? And how did you get past them? Learn about all these things before you get started. That way, once you get started, you can kind of just get rolling and you'll be a little better prepared for some of these things that might come up. So don't let intimidation prevent you from trying something new. The other thing I want to talk to you guys about, is don't let fear of failure prevent you from trying something. A lot of times, people talk, oh, I'd like to do this, but I don't know how or whatever. And when people say something like that to me, it really just shows, like, they want to do something, but they're a little bit scared, and they're a little bit scared that they're gonna fail. So don't let fear of failure prevent you from doing something, because if you don't try, then you've already failed because you're still in the exact same place that you are. So let's say, I mean, I'm just, obviously I don't know what this thing that you're fearing is, but I mean, let's say there's a 50-50 chance, you can go out and succeed or you can go out and fail. So if you go out and try something and you fail, hey, you're right back where you were. What did you lose? A little bit of time. But if you go out and you succeed, then shoot, now you're most likely better off than you were, or closer to your final goal. So don't let that be something that fear of failure. Don't let that stop you from doing something. I mean, you can always go out and fail. Every successful person in the world has. If you go and ask them how many times they failed, they won't be able to count that number on their hands, or their hands and their toes. I mean, it's every successful person has failed and failed and failed and failed and got back up. So, I mean, really, guys, the key is do not be afraid to fail. Another thing, you know, that I hear a lot, guys, is people saying, you know, oh, you know, how can I get started? How can I do this? You know, I don't have any extra money. You know, blah, blah, blah. You know, money. I need some money. Well, listen, guys, let me tell you something. If you, that's a self-made excuse, because if you can, let's say you're able to save $28 a day, $28, okay, every single day, that's over 10 grand a year, 10 grand in 1 year. Okay, $28 sounds like a lot of money, right? But let's break that down a little bit. You know, are you eating out for lunch and on your work shift? You know, maybe if you pack some lunch, that might be $5-6 that you save right there, maybe more. You know, are you getting coffee from Starbucks in the morning? That's another $5-6 right there. I mean, the little things like that add up, guys. So, you know, if you can find and cut out a few of these things, I mean, you know, it can, and, you know, start putting it away somewhere. I mean, that can add up real quick. So, I mean, $28 a day will add up to over $10,000 a year. Okay. If $28 is a little bit much for you, $14 a day is over $5K a year. Five grand in 1 year just from saving $14 a day. Guys, $7 a day is over $2,500 over the course of a year, if you're able to save that. So, I mean, any amount of money, you know, $28, $14, $7, if you can save, you know, that money every day, I mean, you can get a significant chunk of cash saved in 1 year and get your hustle started. And within that 1 year that you're stacking that money or saving that $28 a day, you go out and educate yourself as much as possible. You go out and learn every little thing you can about the hustle you're about to get started. Go out and ask. Go out and learn. Go out and talk to other people who are in that industry. You know, these are things that, you know, you're going to have time to do while you're saving for your money. So don't let that be something that prevents you. I mean, okay, it might take you a year to get that 10K saved. A year is nothing in the long run. So if you can start working and preparing yourself over that year, don't think of it as you're wasting a year. You're working during that year to get everything ready, so that once you got that 10K, you know, that initial little seed money to get yourself off the ground, you know, once you have that 10K, you're ready to go. You're ready to go full force. And so yeah, I mean, don't let that be something that prevents you saying, you know, you don't have money, or, you know, you don't have enough money to do something. Another thing, guys, I read something really interesting today, is that, it was a post I saw somewhere, and I forgot who the quote was from, but it said something along the lines of, you know, people aren't lazy. They're just not interested in what they're working on. So, you know, if you really have a dream and it's really something that you want, you're not going to be lazy towards it, because it's something that you want. And I'm not talking about, oh, you know, I want to have like a bunch of money, or I want to have this. That's not something really to work towards. I mean, you know, if you have a goal, or, you know, you have something that you really believe in, an idea or a product or a company, or, you know, if you have something that you really believe in, it's going to make it so much easier to go out and actually put that out, you know, those extra hours when, you know, you're sitting in bed in the morning thinking, oh, you know, should I get up a little early and work on this now? Or, you know, if you get home from work and you're tired, you decide to take a nap instead of working towards that thing. You know, if you find something that really interests you, you will get up, you will get out, and you will hustle towards it. So, you know, make sure, guys, that, you know, you don't let any of these self-made obstacles, you know, don't be intimidated, because you can easily educate yourself and learn about something and get past that intimidation. Don't let fear of failure prevent you from trying stuff, because if you don't, like I said, if you don't try, you've already failed, because you're in the exact same place. And don't let, you know, don't trick yourself into thinking you don't have enough money to do something, because you do. If you cut out some of these, you know, little extra expenses, you know, and just make some sacrifices for a year, you know, you can easily stack up some money pretty quickly. And then, you know, if you're finding it difficult to go out and actually just start working towards your idea, it might be something that you're not extremely interested in. So, you know, maybe reassess your goals at that, if that's an issue that you're having. So another thing, guys, I want to talk to you a little bit about today is what to do with your hustle funds. All right. So now you got a business going, you're making some money, or you got an extra side, you know, you got your regular job, and, you know, that's paying all your bills, but now you got a side hustle and you're making some extra money. Don't just let that money sit around. You know, if you're letting that money sit around, I mean, if you ask me, or probably any other, not that I'm extremely wealthy, but if you ask any wealthy person, they'll probably tell you letting your money sit around, you're losing money. So don't be scared of investing. There's so many different kinds of investments out there. A lot of people only hear the word investment, they just get scared and they, kind of just tune out because, oh, I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about that. But there's so many different kinds of investments out there, guys. There's stocks, there's cryptocurrencies, there's real estate. You can go and invest in a small business. These are just a few things, just a few things. There's commodities. I mean, there's literally so many different things that you could invest in, guys. So when you hear the term investment, don't freak out and don't get scared. Let me just tell you again that most people who are making money doing investment, they're not any more special than you. They just took the time to learn about finance and learn how to make smart investments, and that's why they're making money. I mean, so it's not something that's out of your reach if you're willing to put a little bit of time every day and do some reading, do a little bit of learning, try to teach yourself about whatever type of investment interests you. If it's real estate, or if it's commodities, buying oil and gold, or if it's stocks, or if you want to become an investor in some small businesses, these are all different types of investments. So you got to find the one that's interesting to you, and try to teach yourself about it. Go online. I mean, you guys, it's 2020. There's so many resources out there. I mean, you can buy books, some of the best books on investing on Amazon for under $10. And besides that, if you don't want to, you can go on YouTube. You can go on, I mean, if you're gonna, you just have to be a little more careful about who you're learning from. But I mean, even go on Google, and there's so many different learning tools out there that are available for you. There's free finance and investment courses you can go out and take. I mean, there's so many different things you can do. So don't be scared of going out and investing. Just don't go out and invest blindly. That's what's scary. That's when you're gonna, it's not like you're going to the, I mean, it's not a bet. You're just gonna go to the casino and say, hey, I want to, bet black or red, 50-50, this stock is gonna go up or down, or this and this real estate property is gonna do well. And I mean, there, you have to learn. It's not gonna be easy, and it's gonna take some time. But if you go out and do it, it's gonna be totally worth it, because in the long run, if you learn how to invest, especially at a young age, you're probably gonna cut your retirement time, down quite a bit. And if you get really good at it, you could actually make that your full-time job and start making some real money, and make money while you sleep. I mean, isn't that the key, to be able to make money while you sleep? So yeah, guys, I mean, don't be afraid of investing. And again, don't say that you don't have money to invest, because like we talked about a few minutes ago, $28 a day is $10,000 a year. So, I mean, even if you put $5 a day, into a stock account, or into a different type of investment, whatever you're looking at, that can add up very quickly, and eventually you could have some serious money, especially if you pick some good, investments that are going up. And guys, when it comes to stocks, for example, there's some very safe stocks that you can buy. For example, index funds, or just things along those lines that are in traditionally over the past, 50, 60 years, have always, long term, have always gone up. And so, like, let's say, you put your money in a saving account in a bank, you're probably making 1% interest. If you're lucky, probably way less than that. So if you put some money in the stocks, even if it goes up and down a little bit over time, as long as it's going up, then you could be making, on average, 7 to 8% a year, which is, again, that's seven times the amount of money that the bank is giving you for putting that money in a savings account. So that's just something to think about, guys. And these are things that, you can do with very little risk and very little, really, without really even educating yourself that deeply. I mean, of course, you need to go in and figure out which funds are best for you and stuff like that. But these are things that you can do, fairly easy without, even putting a lot of thought into it. So, guys, that's something that I definitely want you to think about. Because if you're just going out and hustling all the time and working your butt off, but you're not turning your money into more money while you're sleeping, you're kind of losing out on a great opportunity there, guys. So I just want to mention a few free trading apps for, any of you guys who are beginners and are interested in going out and trying to do some trying to learn about some stock trading, if that's the investment that you're interested in. excuse me. So Cash App has free no commission trading. They also have you can buy partial stocks where like you could buy $1, for example, of Amazon, even though a share of Amazon is over $1,000. Robinhood is another free zero commission trading. They're also gonna be implementing that feature here shortly. I tend to use Robinhood. I think I might start using Cash App just to try it out a little bit. There's also Webull and Moomoo. I haven't tried either one of the last two there. There are definitely many, many more zero commission stock trading apps out there. These are just some of the ones that I've heard of and that I have friends who use and stuff like that. So those are the ones that I wanted to mention to you guys today. I am not sponsored by any of those, in case you're wondering. But yeah, the other cool thing about a lot of these, I think all four of these will do that. Maybe not Cash App, but if you sign up, you'll actually get a free stock. It could be like a super legit stock. It could be one share of a stock that's worth like $5. But either way, you're getting a free $5 or potentially a free $1,000 just for signing up for a company that's hopefully gonna end up making you some money in the long term, anyways. So yeah, guys. Just a quick, kind of sum all that up. If you want to be wealthy one day, do as much as you can to learn about finance and, kind of try to give yourself a financial education, because they really don't teach it enough in school. And if you learn to manage and invest your money wisely, you can make a ton of money, and you'll actually be making it while you sleep. So, if you ask me that, what's better than that? So yeah, guys, real quick, just a quick little motivation before I end up this episode. If you can see it, you can be it. And I really mean that, guys. When you're a kid, they always tell you, like, oh, you can be anything, if you believe in yourself and stuff. And for a long time I kind of thought, oh, that's just whatever all the old people are telling me. But in reality, that it really is the truth. I mean, if you go out and educate yourself and really, really work hard, I'm not saying any of this is going to be easy, but if you can see something and you really want it, you can be it. You can make it happen. You're just gonna have to go out and try to learn as much as you can. Never stop learning and never stop working. That's what we're all about here at the We Hustlin' Podcast. If you're a longtime listener, you're probably starting to pick up on that. But yeah, it's all about learning and it's all about working. So yeah, guys, just remember, if you can see it, you can be it. And that's real. All right, guys. Well, make sure you follow us on Twitter at We Hustlin' Pod and on Instagram at the We Hustlin' Podcast. I'm always posting motivational quotes and different things about side hustles that I'm trying out, or things we've talked about on the episodes recently. So yeah, make sure you follow us. Also give us a sh send us a message or give us a shout out and let us know, if there's something you want us to talk about here on the episode, or if you're enjoying the podcast or what. Guys, I'd really love to hear from you guys. So hit us up, on either Twitter or Instagram. Again, Twitter is We Hustle at We Hustlin' Pod. And on Instagram, we're at We Hustlin' Podcast. All right, y'all. We'll keep expanding that mind. Stay on that grind till you hit that gold mine. Thanks for tuning in to the We Hustlin' Podcast. It's your boy, Ferris Sacco. Much love. One.